This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's the question. We should open up the phones for the first time today on Grant and Danny on this. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What's your level of confidence? We can go 1 to 10 here. That the Commanders get the win they need Sunday night against the Falcons in what is one of the most anticipated home games in years. As far as primetime home games, you might be able to go back to 2012 at the end of the year when they punched their ticket to the playoffs with a division-clinching win against the Dallas Cowboys. People are going to be loud. There's going to be great energy. It's not a divisional game. There's some Falcons fans, I'm sure, in the area that'll be there, but it's not one of those teams that overtakes the stadium, so there's going to be tons of burgundy and gold. I know the weather's not great. It sounds like it's going to be really comfortable, maybe even 60 degrees or upper 50s at kickoff, which in late December into the New Year is amazing, except that it's going to be raining probably throughout the game.
Not fun.
But it's going to be a great atmosphere, I think, and people are going to be very loud. You got Atlanta starting a rookie quarterback who's going to be playing just the second time in his career as a starter in Michael Penix. Defensively, they have not been good for most of the year, but they're playing a lot better. Over the last few weeks, they actually turned the Giants over three times and had two pick sixes against New York. 1 to 10 level of confidence that Washington beats Atlanta and why? That's the question at 800-636-1067.
I'll go with a 7 here because I'm not overly confident. I'm not going to go out there and guarantee a win, but I feel like they are going to win. I feel confident that they're going to go out there and play well. I'm not scared of Atlanta's defense. I think this offense is going to be able to do what it wants. They need to get the run game going, by the way. It's really struggled the last six games, and last week it was non-existent aside from Jaden. If they can get the run game going, that confidence level would probably go up a little bit. But I still feel confident they'll be able to just be efficient and put up 30-plus points. And the reason that I would say it's a 7 is because I don't know that Michael Penix can match that. You know, he's a rookie quarterback making his second start. If this were Kirk Cousins, maybe the confidence level's a little bit higher because of how they've been playing. There's some unknown with Penix. You watch him last week, and they didn't ask him to do a whole lot, but he can make every throw in the book. He doesn't have to really step into anything to throw. He's got a rocket arm, so anything they need him to do, he can do. And so is it something where in his second start, he just lights the world on fire and uses those weapons really well? Maybe. But I think if you can get pressure early and you can contain that running game, I think you really feel good about your shot. So it's not something where I feel overly confident because on paper, I would still say they have the better roster, but the way they've played this year, I think Washington's the better team. So if they go out there, handle their business, play well, I think they win this one. And so that I would say 7 out of 10.
So I'm going to go 6 out of 10. I'm not as confident as you, but I think they win. And my read on this is I think they match up well, and I feel good about them in every phase, but I don't feel great about anything.
Sure.
Yep. Like, offensively, when Washington has the ball, I think they will be able to throw the ball on the Falcons pretty effectively. To your point about the running game, I can't feel great about their offense until they start running the ball better. It's been pretty ugly here of late, and I'm not even talking about B-Rob putting the ball on the ground two times in the last game. I'm saying they haven't, against the Saints, one of the worst run defenses in the league, against the Cowboys, one of the worst run defenses in the league, they haven't been able to run the ball in those games. And then last week, as you said, it was Jaden Daniels or bust kind of running the football. The reason I feel really good, though, about them offensively is that when Washington's got the ball, Daniels will have time. He'll be able to extend and create, which is when they're at their best. The Falcons are terrible at generating pressure. They have been all year. They've gotten a little bit better at getting to the quarterback the last couple of weeks, but they've gone from, like, horrific to just regular, not that good. They get pressure 29% of the time, third lowest in the NFL. They've been bottom three in that category three of the last 4 years. They can't generate pressure. They've tried to do things like go out and trade for Matthew Judon, and then he doesn't really deliver. They had a chance, obviously, early this year to draft a pass rusher. They elected to take Penix, who's already now become their starting quarterback before the end of his rookie season. They are dead last in the NFL at sacking the quarterback in terms of how often they do it, about 4.5% of plays. Worst in the NFL. Somewhere they've been, as I said, two of the last 3 years before this one. So I just don't see them getting to Jaden Daniels. And where teams have had some success against Washington, Tobe, is when they rush the quarterback and they force Daniels into either leaving the pocket to run or making the quick decision. Remember the bad interception, the second pick of his game against the Eagles. Pass rush up the middle, rolls to his right, throws late across the middle. Kind of a rookie mistake. I just don't see the Falcons forcing him into many of those. So that's where I feel best. I also like the matchup from the standpoint that Jaden Daniels against zone, the teams that are kind of like, hey, take if you take what we give you for 5, 7, 8, 9 yards at a time, he has eaten those teams up. He's completed 75% of passes against zone coverage, third best in the NFL this year, and the Falcons are a zone team. They play zone about 78% of the time. So I could see this being a Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels clinic in short passing, quick game type stuff. Now, he's also thrown 7 picks against zone, and he only has 1 against man, which is indicative of maybe getting fooled or missing across the middle of the field or whatever. So maybe they turn him over once or something like that. I could see that. But I also think there's a couple of touchdowns. There's 250 yards. There's just more success through the air. So that's kind of the breakdown of Washington's offense. We can get into their defense in a minute, and we'll take some calls on this as well. 800-636-1067 is the number. What is your level of confidence, and where does it come from? You're saying, what, 7 out of 10 they win?
7 out of 10.
And your biggest reason for confidence is?
The offense, Jaden Daniels, going and then going against another rookie quarterback.